This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
William Binney in the next segment, former technical director of the NSA.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWars.
William Binney joined us, and the guy that originally got the NSA whistleblower, or CIA whistleblower, to go to the FBI, with all the information we put out on Sunday, is going to be joining us, Larry Klayman. He did it through the government. He didn't leak it like our sources did, so he'll be joining us. But first, here's a report on one of the big threats. We're not talking about North Korea.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un has finally exhausted the patience that allowed the psychopathic regime to play its twisted, inhumane games since Kim Jong-un was declared supreme leader in 2011. North Korea's $7.5 billion military budget, compared to the United States' annual budget of $580 billion, is laughable. Still, that isn't stopping Kim Jong-un from threatening to fire an intercontinental nuclear missile on the United States. Japan Times writes, North Korea heralded the successful development of a new high-thrust engine during a visit to the country's rocket test site by leader Kim Jong-un, the reclusive nation's state media said Sunday. Earlier this month, Pyongyang issued an unusually overt threat to Washington and Tokyo, firing off a simultaneous barrage of four missiles as part of exercises that it said were training for strikes on U.S. military bases in Japan. There has been growing speculation that the North will conduct an ICBM test after Kim used a New Year's Day address to claim that Pyongyang was in the final stages of developing a long-range missile capable of hitting New York and Washington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with South Korean leaders over the weekend.
First of all, I'd like to welcome you on your first visit to Korea since assuming office. In the short time since President Trump's inauguration, I have had two telephone conversations with President Trump, and Secretary of Defense Mattis has already visited Korea. Now, Mr. Secretary, you are here. I believe this is testament to the importance of the ROK-US alliance and the close partnership that we enjoy.
Thank you, Minister Han, for your warm welcome. I first visited your valiant country as a 21-year-old lieutenant many years ago, and it's good to be back. I appreciate you hosting me and sharing your assessment of the situation we face today. The United States stands by its commitments, and we stand with our ally, the South Korean people. Our alliance is a testament to mutual commitment and respect, and it is a linchpin of peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region.
The Trump administration has prioritized the North Korean threats, and a consensus amongst the international community is quickly being sought.
North Korea must fully comply with the relevant UN Security Council resolutions. He assured me that the United States will always with Japan 100%. And to demonstrate his determination as well as commitment, he is now here with me at this joint press conference. President Trump and I myself completely share the view that we are going to promote further collaboration between the two nations, and also we are going to further reinforce our alliance.
North Korea's neighbors have expressed concern after it announced plans to launch what it called an Earth observation satellite during the next 3 weeks. Beijing, believed to have the most influence over Pyongyang, says it is worried about the plan, and the United Nations sees it as a missile program in disguise.
Last month, he's had more missile tests, firing missiles just right off the coast of Japan, and then saying, I will annihilate you, I will nuke you, with someone that looks like a cartoon character of a little pot-bellied crazy man, with everyone worshiping him, threatening to destroy South Korea, one of the most advanced high-tech countries in the world. Millions starving every few years in North Korea. Total enslavement. And the answer is threaten to nuke us, threaten to attack us, and now China has moved into the South China Sea, taking over 90% of it. They are declaring that they have the waters all the way down to the Philippines. And China is belligerently kicking Filipinos off their own islands that people been on for thousands of years. They're not just building new ones.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, the American people and President Trump are actually able to restore the republic. We'll have to stop running those liners I've had for 20 years about deep behind enemy lines, the globalists occupying America. Of course, they admit now globalism occupies the EU. It's ordering 3 million more Muslims brought in from North Africa. They're saying it's not an Islamic attack we just saw that took place. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Larry Klayman, who, of course, has been involved with the whistleblower for many years and the information that we put out last week. He wasn't involved in that. He brought it to the FBI. I had it from separate sources, but we're going to talk about what all this means. He had a successful case, one of the only successful cases against the NSA. That's at the bottom of the hour. We'll get his take on all of that with Larry Klayman. But William Binney, who I really appreciate taking time out to join us, was the former technical director of the National Security Agency. He was also the main technical advisor on the film Snowden, which is so accurate on what's happening. So we have, since the last time I talked to him, we have the Vault 7 CIA documents where they've got their own NSA going on illegally. We've got Trump. They're in the news saying he's being surveilled months ago. They have all these data and transcripts. He says, well, that's illegal to say you were doing that. That's a leak. Then they go, well, actually, there's nothing in it. You didn't do anything. Don't worry about it. Then they say, oh, we weren't spying on you. It's just the public has no memory. Well, now Congressman Nunes, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, comes out and says, no, I've seen the documents. I've talked to the agencies. They were surveilling him overseas. Again, you have the foreigners surveil Americans. We surveil the foreigners, get around domestic spying laws. Everything we've known for decades, but William Binney only covers we can cover that isn't classified, but thanks to Snowden, we can cover so much. So you couldn't get out there. They're not Snowden, no one. And I'm not bragging for his ego. He doesn't care. It's a fact. William Binney is the leading expert on the NSA. He helped write so many of their programs, their codes. He's a very famous code breaker mathematician. So he's with us till the bottom of the hour in the next 18 minutes or so to break down from the expert's mouth exactly what's going on here. But for me, Mr. Binney, it's just crazy that they would deny what exists, deny they were spying on Trump when they just admitted they were. It seems like they're really having a collapse of confidence right now. They put everything they could into saying none of this happened when we have thousands of headlines where they were bragging they used NSA to illegally spy on Trump and his administration.
Yes, well, I think it's, and by the way, it's good to be back with you, Alex. Yeah, I mean, the whole point is, Comey, Director Comey has known about this, the domestic spying program from NSA, which is called the Stellar Wind program originally. They may have changed that name since 2001, but it was the original name for the program that he knew about, and that was the issue when he went to the hospital for the Ashcroft visit in 2004. The White House was going to Ashcroft to get him to overrule Comey because Comey had rejected renewing that program at the time, the way it stood. And so they went to the hospital. That Stellar Wind program was what that was all about. And that program is simply the repository of collected data on U.S. citizens inside the NSA storage facility. So in other words, it's like a separate about all U.S. citizens. And it's collected through various other countries around the world. When they get to data that's the U.S. citizens are data is routed through their countries or around the world. Like when they pick it up, they share it with NSA too. So it's all coming in into the NSA databases. So everything is there against everybody in the country. It doesn't matter whether you're Elliot Spitzer, a member of the Tea Party, a member of the Occupy group, or any of that. All that data is still there. And, of course, President Trump, all the judges on the Supreme Court, all the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all the members of Congress, all of it. It's all there. And it's only now a matter of targeting it as going into that database to pull only that data out, which is what I maintain has been going on. They've been targeting President Trump, also candidate Trump, and perhaps even Mr. Trump before that. So I think he's been a target for quite some time. At least that's what appears to me to be the case.
Well, since you raised that, we have Larry Klayman coming up a little bit later who has a CIA whistleblower. I've checked the phone numbers. It's my old phone numbers. It's where I lived. It's where I had an office. It is Donald Trump's private phone numbers. I've checked other people in the database. We have part of the database. We obviously haven't published it for people's privacy. But we got this a few weeks ago. We showed it to the White House. They said, yeah, that's our numbers. But this is a big deal under this program, Dragnet, and also Sidewinder. I know they have sub-programs where the DEA and other law enforcement are given limited access. But do you have any information on the program I just mentioned that I personally listed in, and I checked with a bunch of other people, spot check. This is an accurate database. So this is some type of grid, supposedly, of who's being targeted, so you know who's targeted and then go request into the program on who you want to pull data on.
Yes, and I think these are CIA programs. CIA and FBI have direct access into the NSA databases. So, and there's no oversight of that at all that I can see. That is never any indication. The only oversight that's done or talked about are oversight of NSA analysts. Well, I mean, it gets back to the minimizing issue. In the NSA databases, nothing is minimized. So when you go in there and don't have programs that minimize, and say when they pull data out for the analysts, they minimize it. So they hide the identity. But if you're CIA and FBI going in there, it doesn't appear that they have any of that minimization process at all.
And that was your concern always, even there, for those that don't remember, you've said this many times, it's in the Snowden film. There's no monitoring of who goes into the system unless you're there in the system.
And when Admiral Rogers was talking about in the testimony a few days ago that he gave, he was talking about there were only like 20 people who could unmask it and report it. That's those who are authorized. That doesn't say how many have access to the raw data or the database of NSA that can look at the unminimized data and see who it is anyway.
That's right. And it doesn't say who they've got. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead and say that again.
I was saying that's on the order of a couple thousand. I mean, all the system administrators in the system can do that. All the programmers who are involved in that, all the contractors managing that data can look at it. I mean, the contractors I had even knew that when they were working there. They knew it, that stuff was there. So
I've talked to telecom contractors that say they can go right into the database, too. They say the thing's a sieve.
That's why I say it's on the order of a couple thousand, I would think.
Expanding on that, then, what was it like for you to watch the Senate hearings to see the FBI director and everybody deny that the president-elect was being surveilled when just months before they were bragging they were surveilling him? It's amazing.
Yeah, well, if you listen to what Comey was saying specifically, he was saying there was no directed wiretap. In other words, I just thought it was a joke. They're playing word games with us, that's all.
Yeah, they're like, we're surveilling everybody, but we weren't targeting Trump. We were just listening to him, giving it to the Democrats, and they're running. Knowing what you know without getting into classified information, when they play these games and they say Obama went around to the British and all the rest of it, knowing what you know from what you've seen, what Nunes is saying, how do you think this was actually directed?
My guess was it came out of the White House staff. Whether or not the president himself was involved, I don't know. But certainly they wanted to know what was going on to help the Democratic Party. Yeah, just like Nixon did. You know, it's the same philosophy. Know your political enemies and what they're up to and what they're thinking and what they're planning.
But he had to physically break into psychiatrists' offices and things, and they had to have a name from the IRS people to persecute. I mean, I'm not defending Nixon, but isn't this just exponentially four or five levels bigger than what Nixon did?
Yeah, because they don't have to go anywhere. All that data is stored already. They can go in and get it.
And procedurally, I guess just somebody in the president's office says we want it, and suddenly it's in the New York Times, the Washington Post, that Flynn did talk to the Russians.
Yeah, I think that that was part of the diversion effort, okay, so to speak, I would call. But this is the kind of thing that Nixon did, and he had to have people like we talked about. He had to have people physically break in certain cases. Otherwise, they'd use the FBI to follow people and monitor them and tap them. And in NSA at that time, they had a program called Minaret doing a very similar thing with the telecommunications companies back then. And in FBI, they had the program Chaos, and FBI was COINTELPRO and CIA was Chaos. So those programs are doing basically the same thing they're doing now, and they each have their different names, but they're all basically doing the very similar things, except it's now exponentially larger what they're doing. And before, Nixon could only have them monitor maybe a few thousand people. Now it's 280 to 300 million.
And whereas previously I've been critical of Trump only in a few issues, and one of them is being pro-surveillance, because he's thinking, hey, I'm a good guy, it's against ISIS or whatever, or, the Chinese communists. But no, he's now learning it was used against him. He's really upset. I think this is a good thing that he's getting educated and informed about what's really going on.
Yeah, and he also has to know that all this bulk acquisition of data, just buries his analysts and NSA, CIA, and all over. They just can't get through all this data, so they can't really detect things like threats of terrorist attacks until they happen. And then once they happen, they find out who did it, then they have all the data they want.
Well, that's an encouraging thing. They say Homeland Security is going into all these federal offices and saying, stop being politically correct. Stop ignoring it when somebody's an Islamicist and says they want to kill people. Tell us. I mean, the best thing is HUMET, and the best thing is, actually going in, for groups that are known mathematically That's who you then keep an eye on. You don't just spy on everybody. You don't even spy on them. It's like once people say online, I plan to kill Trump or I plan to blow something up, then you start watching them. You get a warrant because you have due process. I mean, you have the evidence that you have probable cause.
Yeah, based on behavior. Yeah. And I call that a professional focused disciplined job. Right now, it's just random scaring.
And break this down, because you're credited. You don't like to brag about yourself as one of the biggest guys at NSA ever. The major program to defeat the Soviets, writing the programs, doing it, the targeted algorithms, all of it. And your first, being upset was just complaining in the 2000s that they weren't actually being effective. Then you learned more that other agencies were jacking into what you were doing, keeping you blind to it. Here you are running the NSA. You're being surveilled when you're in it, which you should be. They're not being watched. So let's, how important that is that's going on.
You see, that's one of the main things, one of the main suggestions we made to President Obama back in January of 2014 when he was going to try to change some things in NSA, which he basically didn't. We said, here's some things you have to do, and one of the things is be able to monitor what the entire intelligence community is doing and verify what they're doing. Right now, they had no verification process, and
who watches the watchers?
Yeah, exactly. And the whole idea was to get professionally, technically competent people who could go into any agency anywhere at any time with all the clearances and everything. They could do that. That's not impossible to do. And have them look and see what programs they have, what databases they have, what's in the databases, all of that, and verify that what they're telling everybody in Congress is really true. Right now, they lie all the time.
Please continue, because I've been asking a lot of points here, Mr. Benny. What are other key points folks should know?
Well, you see, the problem I've always had is once you accumulate this data, people are people, okay? You can't really change the nature of humanity. I mean, if you give them power over other people, eventually they use it. And that's what's been going on here. They've been using it internally in the United States for criminal prosecutions of people, for acquisition of evidence against people to go arrest them. And, of course, it's not, we talked about this before, it's not admissible in a court of law, so they have to do a parallel construction, which means construct data that would verify or validate their probable cause to arrest them in the first place, and substitute that data for the NSA data in a court of law, which is a perjury, And so, it's just destroying the entire fabric of our constitutional republic.
And just as you warned Congress 15 years ago, it's being used for political purposes, not even to protect the country. You've been SWAT teamed. They've gone after Drake. But how sad? It's got to be satisfying, though, now to see everything you privately warned Congress about, not just in the public, but the Senate being spied on by the CIA, the president being spied on, all the illegality coming out, totally vindicating everything you said. But you did it legally, not bashing Snowden. You're a hero. I think Snowden's a hero as well. But I get it. He broke laws to expose greater crimes. So you say, hey, prosecute the big crimes, then go after him. Snowden says he's ready to stand for what he did. But, I mean, what is it like to see this now all out in the open? You're totally vindicated.
Well, it's a shame that I really feel, I've always felt bad that, the people in Congress, I couldn't get them to do something about it, even though they knew it was wrong. I mean, they all knew it was. That's why they're keeping it all secret. That's why they tried to keep it secret all along. And so, and no one has really stood up to do anything down there. And I really, that's really kind of depressing to me that our government, who takes oath of office, their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution, and the president to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution. So, it's just really depressing that we call ourselves a democracy, a democratic republic, or a constitutional republic. But, when it comes down to it, we're not really following the founding principles of our nation. And basically, when people are doing what they're doing with these things, I fundamentally look at that as treason against the founding principles of this country.
Absolutely. And now we have a spy race by corporations and governments and quantum computing and all this craziness they're coming out with. We've opened Pandora's box, and it's biting the politicians in the butt and the corporate leaders even worse than the general public. And they're the ones that thought they knew better than the founding fathers that founded the country. There's real arrogance here, and that's what concerns me.
Yeah, that's right. The elitists are in charge, and they're not They think they know better when, in fact, the fundamental principles of human rights and have been embodied in our Constitution from the very beginning. They're so fundamental that, you know, and there's a way to change them. If you want to change them, put an amendment in, take it through the process.
But they really are universal. I mean, how do you assault universal truth and then expect to not have hell?
Right, but again, that's the elitist view. Once you get to that point, you know better than anything or anybody else, and so
Yeah, but you ran the NSA. You developed most of its systems. You got more diligent as it went. Not on a power trip, you could spy on anybody you wanted. But we've now learned the other agencies, they didn't do the same thing. So, is it a cultural thing? Is it a vetting process? I mean, why? Why does it seem we're just degenerating? But to be positive, the truth's starting to come out. So are you an optimist, or where are you right now? William Binning, ExposedFacts.org.
Well, I am actually thinking positively since this is happening to the president. I mean, now it gets a focus on him, so he begins to realize what's been going on. I don't think they've really been telling him the truth anyway. They have never really told either the president or the Congress the real truth anyhow. So, you know, I think positively that this is an opportunity to actually do something and do the right things and get back on board with our constitutional form of government. And I'm still really pretty hopeful that that's the case.
I totally agree with you. That's government, though. What do we do about the corporations? I mean, as you said, Google, all of them, they're worse than the NSA.
Well, you see, they don't have the right. They shouldn't have the right to have that data either. So what we need to do is first fix our government, then pass the laws that force them to change their procedures, the companies anyway. I've also been lobbying in Europe that they should start suing these companies because they've been violating the constitutional rights of people in Europe.
And you've testified in Europe, and Europe is actually on that front. The lawsuits are starting by government.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing that for a couple of years now. So, we've talked to members of the EU, including the vice president of the EU, and they're starting to try to formulate laws that will force directed, targeted approach. In other words, force them into a disciplined professional.
Sure. When somebody shows the algorithm, the background, the statements, they're going to kill people.
Yep.
You know, then you're targeted when you're saying, I'm going to, you know, go kill people. Obviously, you've violated people's rights by declaring you're going to declare war. So now you get spied on. That's the Constitution. That's common sense. We've got 3 minutes left. I just don't want to gush here, Mr. Binning, but you really are amazing. It's one of the high points of my life, you coming out to Austin and going out to dinner with us and telling us stuff, because you got such moral courage, not just mathematical courage, and all the things you've done for America. They're now saying with no evidence that I'm being criminally investigated as a Russian spy because I supported Trump. They're now saying that Breitbart is. They've accused on the Senate floor. Senator McCain has accused Rand Paul of, quote, being a Russian agent. What do you make of that? I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, I think the fear is that the people who have, I think a lot of the established politicians on all sides are afraid of what President Trump's going to do, because if he starts doing the right thing, he's going to break up their happiness management program in Washington, which is where they control everything. They have the money and the power, and they execute that. And so he's looking at breaking that up, spreading it back to the states and transferring, you know, power and decision making out to people who should really be making the decision.
And he's really doing it.
Like that.
And he's really doing it.
And that's what they're afraid of. You see, if he does that and he starts succeeding at a greater scale, he's going to make all these permanent politicians, what I call the permanently petrified politicians in place in Washington, he's going to scare them and make them look really bad, and they're going to look like crap, so that we should start looking around for fresh people coming in and replacing them. And that's what they're afraid of, really.
Wow. William Binning, ExposedFacts.org. I know you're the main expert behind Snowden, along with his data leak. You never broke any laws. You just are now going off that, able to expose it. And I know there's another documentary that's just come out. Where else should people look? Because the crazy thing is, you just do all this out of the goodness of your heart and all the things you've gone through that you don't tell folks about publicly. You're a true hero, just like one of the survivors of Benghazi, Tonto, we had on earlier. So we just admire you, my friend. 30 seconds for closing comment.
Thank you. If I could add just one thing, we have several companies in Europe who want to resurrect the processing of targeting that we had put into place in the 1990s, and the entire U.S. government and all the companies here killed because they wanted to feed on all kinds of money. So we found two companies in Europe that are interested in doing that. So we're going to be working with them to do that in Europe.
Please come back on the minute you want to, sir, to fill us in on that. ExposedFacts.org. Thank you, William Benny. We'll be back with Larry Klayman with the latest info that's shaking the whole country. And, of course, Congressman Nunes with the proof that Trump is right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
All right, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We have articles that I've even gotten to that are up on drugsreport.com. Hunt and kill all white women. Facebook posts deemed not hate speech. But InfoWars, more and more stories are being banned, especially when we have somebody on like Larry Klayman exposing if there is spying going on against the president and against Congress. It's been in the news for years. The CIA spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now they've come out and Congressman Nunes has said, no, I've talked to the experts. And a little bird told me one of the experts might be joining us on air, but I'm going to leave it at that. here in just a moment, Larry Klayman, legendary Larry Klayman. Before I go any further with the headline from Fox News, potential smoking gun showing Obama administration spied on Trump, team sources say exactly as Trump said. So Time Magazine says is the truth dead? Only in Time Magazine. Certainly not with what we're doing and with what our guests are doing. But we had Tonto Peronto, the big hero of Benghazi, on. Then we had the former head of technical NSA on, William Bennett. Now we've got Larry Klayman on, who's just so many victories against globalists. Won the big case against the NSA to help expose the stuff that was going on years ago. The only case out there where we've had a victory. So we're going to be talking to him in just a moment. First off, we're listener supported. If you don't buy the products, first off, you're crazy. We have the best high quality toothpaste back in that's organic, fluoride free, with colloidal silver and the iodine, the tea tree, the peppermint, all of it. Super Blue, designed by my dad, a dentist and oral surgeon, and manufacturer, the biggest manufacturer in the country. You know the name. It's somebody of Maine's. We can't contractually tell you who's our private labeling, but this has iodine, colloidal silver added to it. It's amazing. It's a concentrated toothpaste as well. It doesn't have some of the fillers other toothpaste have, so it's very, very strong. We have a children's coming out finally next week. It'll be here. But if you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off, and you know you're supporting the broadcast every month without having to think about it. Also, My Patriot Supply has been around 8 years, with their biggest company in the nation now when it comes to durable foods, because they have the best prices, the highest quality, freshly made in Utah every day. Everybody needs durable foods, not to be in fear, but to be in charge. We were able to private label it, the exact same food, and give you 30 to 40% off, normally 10% off, but a few times a year we can give you 30 to 40% off. This is the time to get storable food. Last 25 years, it's insurance you can eat. It's available right now until Sunday at the 30 to 40% off. Still the best deal at 10% off. We have the full catalog of My Patriot right beside it. It's the same food, private labeled by us, InfoWarsLife.com. They private label it at their factory, but that's how I contractually get around it. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, first off, I want to ask the question, what do the Democrats and Republican establishment do that all ganged up on Trump and said you were never surveilled when it was in the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN? I mean, hundreds of times that I saw, probably thousands. I can't keep track of everything. 2 months ago, oh, we got intercepts of Trump and his people with the Russians, and they were doing bad stuff. Trump goes, well, that's a leak. That's illegal. They went, well, actually, really, you didn't do anything on those, so don't worry. He went, no, tell me more. Well, he's the president. He can get access. He learns what happened, but it's classified. He's not dumb. He's not going to come out and say it. So he lets the Democrats get more rope, saying impeach him, all this. You know, in March, they're saying none of this ever happened, but in January 20th, they're saying it did happen. Roger Stone's a Russian agent. Manafort. Hell, now, this week, they said Alex Jones and Rand Paul are. Because we want to cut taxes, secure our borders, have the best military. Do all these things. I mean, well, if that's the Ruskies, then, you know, whatever. It's a joke. So Larry Klayman joins us. I went over his whole bio. It would take too long. But everybody knows who Larry Klayman is, the amazing work he's done, founder of Judicial Watch and so much more, now has his own organization. And time and time again is a game-changing group. We, on Sunday, via some other folks that work with us, published some things that have been out there in federal court showing that Trump was being surveilled. Klayman is separate from that. He's not involved in that. He was involved, though, getting that CIA whistleblower basically to come forward. And so he's been trying in the system for a long time to do this. He's also the guy, again, that has won against the Supreme Court in court. So he's separate from that, but from a different angle, Newsmax.com. He also has had his articles and things published there. And, of course, you've got several websites, Larry Klayman. What's the best place for people to go read Unfiltered? I guess it's FreedomWatchUSA.org?
Yes, thanks, Alex. FreedomWatchUSA.org. FreedomWatchUSA.org. You can find us on YouTube, Roku, all kinds of different sites. We're not as sophisticated as you are.
Yes, you are. We're trying to be sophisticated like you at Newsmax. So FreedomWatchUSA.org. I've kind of prefaced things. Correct where I'm wrong. Whatever. Just let's get into the meat and potatoes of a classified case you're involved in that's, you know, dangerous to get into, but really is a Rosetta Stone or a skeleton key to so much.
Yes, this is important because Dennis Montgomery is really kind of the successor to Mr. Binney, who just had on, and I take my hat off to Mr. Binney as well. I actually represented him for a while going back as a whistleblower. But Dennis Montgomery was an NSA CIA contractor, and he left the NSA and CIA with 47 hard drives, over 600 million pages of information, much of it classified. And I felt that we needed to take him to sources in government who could do something, that could listen to what he had to say, because much of it's classified. I can't see it. And we needed to put it in the right hands. So I went to a federal judge.
Let's be clear. You had it, but you wouldn't look at it.
I didn't look at it. He had it. He had the 47 hard drives. I never took possession of it.
60 million pages. 600 million.
600 million pages. And what he told me what was on there was that there was surveillance on the Chief Justice of the United States, other justices, 156 judges, President Trump when he was a businessman, other prominent businessmen, and yours truly, much like...
And by the way, I have those Trump numbers. Those are real numbers. My numbers are real, never before given out. I mean, I've looked at the database. It's real.
Yeah, and so what we did was I went to the one person I thought I could trust in Washington at the time. You know, Obama was in control of the administration. When I would visit Washington, I almost felt like I was in, you know, in Pluto. I mean, it was just not anything that I could relate to with regard to who was in control of the government. So I went to Judge Lamberth, who made so many good decisions when I was at Judicial Watch, which I founded in the 1990s. And he then brought him in, Dennis Montgomery. He talked to Montgomery, and Montgomery told him how he tried to go forward to Senate Intelligence Committees, House Intelligence Committees, the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, and others as a whistleblower legitimately, not like Snowden, who left for Russia, but to do it the right way. And he was basically given the back of the hand. He actually showed Judge Lambert some of these communications with these government investigatory bodies. Lambert then put me in contact with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Charles Grassley had just taken control of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republicans had reclaimed the Senate. I met with them, but they weren't terribly responsive either. So I went back to Lambert, and I said, what can we do now? And he said, well, you know what? FBI Director Comey has a good reputation for being independent in that during the Bush administration, he actually objected to warrantless wiretaps and others against American citizens. So he says, I can put you in touch with the general counsel of the FBI, James Baker. So Judge Lambert and I went over to see James Baker, general counsel, who works right underneath FBI Director Comey. And he assured me, I wanted to meet with Comey, but he said Comey's not available, but Comey's going to be supervising this. We then contacted the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, and through an assistant U.S. attorney, Deborah Curtis, we got immunity for Montgomery to come forward to produce his 47 hard drives and later to be interviewed under oath by FBI special agents Walter Giardina and William Barnett in a secure room in FBI field office headquarters in Washington, D.C. This was taped. Now, that's very important because Dennis Montgomery has a brain aneurysm. He can die at any time, but this material has been recorded. 2 years later, the FBI has done nothing. I've inquired of the FBI, no response. I've gone to various agencies on the Hill, and I've asked them to inquire, nothing. Last Monday, Comey appears in front of the House Intel Committee of Chairman Nunes. He doesn't mention this investigation. I have been urging that this come out.
And he plays dumb and says there's no surveillance. That's worse than what Clapper did.
That's right. Comey was not honest. He should have revealed this. And the reality here is that the FBI has probably done some of this illegal surveillance itself. And they buried...
Sure, look at Stingray and all the rest of it.
Right. You know, they put drones over neighborhoods. This is one example, and they grab everybody's phone calls looking allegedly for one person. So, yes, they're likely implicated, and this thing's been covered up. So I wrote a letter, and you can find it on our website at freedomwatchusa.org, Alex, to Chairman Nunes and every member of the committee, Democrat and Republican, saying you must bring Montgomery in. Chairman Nunes last Monday said, come forward with information. And that's what we've done, and we've told them. And
I'm glad you said it, because I have other sources. You're one of six sources Nunes has, including NSA, CIA. You're an outside source that corroborated what he was already being told. He should obviously know all this, but they stonewall in the agencies. But now we have whistleblowers, because it's the president. They're lying about him, so they should do this. Coming forward, and so now Nunes is thanks to you and others, able to say this.
Right, and I sent him a letter, please let us know by the 24th of March, which is today. Give me a response on that date. I had previously met with one of his lawyers, Alan Souza, S-O-U-Z-A, and laid it out for him what Montgomery could provide. So I'm hopeful. Now, we know this morning that Nunes has said, well, we're canceling the open hearing for next Monday. But we're hauling, he didn't use that word, but that's what's happening, is that FBI Director Comey's being hauled back in closed session. And these questions should be asked. What did you do with the Montgomery investigation? Why has it been buried? Why did we not know about this last week when you testified? Because Montgomery is the main man in many ways. You know, Benny took it up to a certain point, but Montgomery was there to 2010, 2 years into the Obama
administration. All I know is we've spot-checked more than 20 numbers, and this is a real database. It's totally illegal, and we know it was being used, and we know you've been on top of this trying to get people to look at it. I know you don't want to get into this because I know you like Corsi and you like Zulo and everything, but it's a separate deal. You're not involved with them. I know you're like, hey, I'm doing it this way. They did it that way. You know, you like them, they like you, but you did it separately. We did it to show the president's right. We did it, that's the way it is. But I mean, this is a big deal. The president knows. So overall, I think it's good that at least screenshots of limited stuff of the president, myself, Michael Savage, you know, we cut off the ends of the phone numbers. At least that's out there. It shows how credible your report is over the years and what you've been doing behind the scenes. So I think it's kind of time to go public, you know?
Well, yeah, and we want to do it in the right way by bringing Montgomery in front of people.
But this is bigger than Snowden. This is $600 million. I know why you've been, yeah.
Right, because there's so much there. And here's the reality, is that Montgomery could die as a brain aneurysm. He needs to be interviewed immediately.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's when the artery's puffing out, it can blow any time.
Put him under oath. Okay, he's willing to come forward. He's risked his life here. He's a hero. And you
know
what?
I mean, obviously, they demonize anybody that blows the whistle, but they have no proof. I looked him up. But just a minute or two on Montgomery and why this is so important and where we think this database came from.
That's right, Dennis. Alex. People have tried to destroy his credibility. That's what they've done with President Trump from these agencies, and that's what they've done with Montgomery. They had this reporter, this hack reporter, James Risen of the New York Times, you know, smear him. But that actually confirms that he is the guy that you need to talk to because he knows where the bodies are buried, no pun intended. And
sure, well, somebody's getting demonized nowadays, especially. You know they're the good guy.
Yeah, they're good guys. And in terms of what happened out there in Arizona with Sheriff Arpaio, I represented in the successful amnesty case that knocked out Obama's immigration order. Arpaio wasn't served well by his lawyers with regard to Dennis Montgomery. He somehow got dragged into that, which is why we're proceeding on a separate track. And I sympathize with Sheriff Arpaio, and he's a great man.
Yeah, I've talked to him. He's staying out of this. So
right. So this is what's important here is that people just listen to it, confirm what the FBI has in its files, get that from the FBI chairman.
Sure, but I don't want to make judgments, but tell me if you think I'm wrong. I mean, I knew they were getting info that I was being spied on. I didn't realize it's published, all this stuff. I mean, obviously, you like Corsi. What are the problems, though, with, I mean, how do you blame us? We had proof the president's being surveilled, and we've got to show people at some point. I mean, the Fourth of State does have certain rights.
Well, the Fourth Estate has rights. Yes, it does. And we don't question that. But I'm a lawyer. Okay, so I have to go a different
route. Exactly. That's it. We're journalists. We have different rules. You have rules as an officer of the court.
That's right. And I have Judge Lambert looking at this thing from the top.
You know, and I get it. If you don't enter it right, it doesn't get in. But you've been successful because you get stuff entered right, then you win.
That's right. And it's all in FBI files. So all they have to do, the White House, and I said to the White House, bring Montgomery in, interview him with people with appropriate security clearances. Yeah, the White House should bring him in into the White House.
I agree. By the way, as a lawyer, what should we do? Because we only have like an index thing, but it's there. I've told people delete it, get it off. We know it's real. We checked it. I've actually ordered it deleted. That's what you should do, right?
Yes. And, you know, let them do their job. And what I would do, the listeners of this show, Alex, and you do a tremendous job and a tremendous service.
No, please.
Is that they should contact the White House and tell them, bring Montgomery in a secure room with people that have security clearances. Go through this.
Well, that's what I, when I was weeks ago talking to Corsi, he talked to the White House, and so did I. They all know it's real, and we're like, get Montgomery in or make a press conference, and then they're just like, we'll check, and I don't know what's going on, but I don't know why that hasn't happened.
Well, don't trust the intelligence agencies to give you the truth, because as Mr. Binney just said, they lie. Okay, they're covering up. You have two very corrupt people under the Obama administration that run the Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, who's a certified liar, who lied under oath.
I was about to say, why are these people still in? Trump needs to get rid of all.
Clapper's gone. John Brennan, former CIA
sure.
director.
He's gone.
He's ethically compromised and corrupt as well. He tried to destroy Trump in the lead up to the
election. What was that? Watch your mouth?
He's a low-class individual, and Montgomery can tell you all about these people. He worked with them. OK, okay? They're dishonest. They're corrupt. And these did Obama's bidding. And I'll tell you this. If you follow the evidence here, I'm certain that President Obama is sitting on top of this. He must have known. I'm sure he directed it.
Sure. They always direct everything. They're totally command and control. Like, I bet it was above Obama. He didn't. I mean, who do you think who gave the order originally above Obama? Soros?
It had to go to Obama ultimately. Okay. I mean, you can blame it on the minions, but the buck stops on his desk. And I want to make one other point out. In other countries of the world, Israel, Brazil, other countries, they hold the top executive accountable.
They do.
The president or the prime minister. We've never done that in our 240-year history. It's time that we hold the former president of the United States and other high officials accountable.
That's the one holdover from England, is we make the chief executive like a king, and then we don't go after him, and we really should.
He can do no wrong. And it's about time that this investigation focused on Obama and his minions like Brennan and Clapper. And frankly, I believe the evidence will show that they should all be indicted, convicted, and frankly thrown in prison for what's been going on.
Absolutely. Using the NSA to spy on the incoming president and then lying about it, it's just crazy. Wow, freedomwatchusa.org. Amazing. Well, Larry, as this develops the next few weeks, please come back. And in the last minute or two we have, what else would you like to impart to viewers and listeners?
Well, I think there's an interesting contrast here, is that Freedom Watch is pushing as hard as we can. Okay, we're doing what we feel needs to be done. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of blackmail, coercion, or anything else. The ACLU, who brought a case at the time I brought the original cases that I won against the NSA and the government defendants, they were strong, saying, oh, this is terrible. Look at this mass surveillance, because it was happening to some of their Muslim clients. But when it happens to President Trump, they're silent. So they're actually backing what the Obama people have done to try to destroy Trump. It's a disgrace.
Larry Klayman, thank you so much for your courage and all your work. It's just surreal to be involved in the middle of this. And I know you've had the one case against the NSA that won, and you were involved in so many other great movements. And now to see, you know, this whole database of surveillance over myself and so many others, it's crazy. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Alex. Thank
Absolutely. You. There goes Larry Klayman. We had William Binney, formerly technical head of the NSA, and we had Tonto Peronto, the hero of Benghazi, on. These guests, 99% out of 100 are accurate. None of us are perfect, but we try to tell the truth. We try to get it right. But sometimes, you know, the innocent or those that are questionable get harmed. We have to also admit we've been wrong. That's what all this is about. But our hearts are in the right place. We're trying to change the world. We got Nick Begich coming up with the great David Knight in studio. I'm going to be joining him as well for part of it coming up. But first, an important piece here when it comes to being accurate, dealing with Pizzagate. Here it is. Alex Jones here with an important note to our viewing, listening, and reading audiences. I'm going to read to you from a statement that's also posted to Infowars.com that I wrote yesterday. Last fall, before the presidential election, a large number of media outlets began reporting on allegations arising from emails released by WikiLeaks that appeared to come from John Podesta, who served President Clinton and Obama and was the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Dozens of those stories and articles raised or discussed theories that some of Podesta's emails contained code words for human trafficking and/or pedophilia. Stories also included allegations connecting members of the Democratic Party with a number of restaurants allegedly involved with a child sex ring. These stories were cited and discussed in social media and went viral on the Internet. One of the persons mentioned in many of the stories in the media was a Washington, D.C. restaurant owner named James Alefantis and his pizza restaurant, Comet Ping Pong. It is fair to say that Mr. Alefantis is a prominent individual who has been mentioned as a power player in Washington. Mr. Alefantis and his restaurant were mentioned in many stories published by a lot of different outlets. Mr. Alefantis was quoted in many subsequent stories, and he denied any involvement in such reported child sex rings. These denials were reported in the national media and many other outlets and news websites. The volume of stories was substantial, generating national headlines, and came to be known across the country as Pizzagate. We at InfoWars became part of that national discussion. We broadcast commentary about the allegations and the theory that the emails contained code words. We raised questions about information in Mr. Podesta's emails and in the Comet Ping Pong restaurant. We believed at the time that further investigation was necessary. In December of 2016, we disassociated ourselves from the Pizzagate claims and theories, a position we reiterated last month after being contacted by Mr. Alifanis. In late February of 2017, we received a letter from Mr. Alifanis asking that we retract certain statements that he says were made in seven of our broadcasts between the last week of November and the first week of December in 2016. We have attempted through our lawyers to contact Mr. Alifanis to discuss with him what sort of statement he would like to see made. In our commentary about what had become known as Pizzagate, I made comments about Mr. Alifanis that in hindsight I regret and for which I apologize to him. We were participating in a discussion that was being written about by scores of media outlets in one of the most hotly contested and disputed political environments our country has ever seen. We relied on third-party accounts of alleged activities and conduct at the restaurant. We also relied on accounts of reporters who were no longer with us. This was an ever-evolving story, which had a huge amount of commentary about it across many, many media outlets. As I have said before, what became a heightened focus on Mr. Alifanis and Comet Ping Pong by many media outlets was not appropriate. To my knowledge today, neither Mr. Alifanis nor his restaurant, Comet Ping Pong, were involved in any human trafficking, as was part of the theories about Pizzagate that were being written about in the media outlets and which we commented upon. I want our viewers and listeners to know that we regret any negative impact our commentaries may have had on Mr. Alifanis, Comet Ping Pong, or its employees. We apologize. To the extent our commentaries could be considered as negative statements about Mr. Alifanis or Comet Ping Pong. And we hope that anyone else involved in commenting on Pizzagate will do the same thing. Here's what we've done to clarify to the public. Months ago, we took down the majority of broadcasts and videos, including ones that only passingly mentioned Pizzagate. This happened months before we were even contacted by Mr. Alifanis. Mr. Alifanis objected to portions of seven particular radio/TV broadcasts. We have taken down those seven broadcasts, and we have attempted to take down any broadcast that mentioned Mr. Alifanis or Comet Ping Pong. We have attempted to do so not just on our website, but also on social media sites such as our YouTube channel. If Mr. Alifanis has any other objections, we invite him to let us know. Two reporters who used to be associated with us are no longer with us. In a recent broadcast, I invited Mr. Alifanis on our program to state what he wanted to, and I again do so here. He has given interviews to many media outlets, and he is welcome to come on our show. In issuing this statement, we are not admitting that Mr. Alifanis or his restaurants have any legal claim. We do not believe they do, but we are issuing this statement because we believe it's the right thing to do. It will be no surprise to you that we will fight for children across America. But the Pizzagate narrative, as least as concerning Mr. Alifanis and Comet Ping Pong, we have subsequently determined was based upon what we now believe was an incorrect narrative. Despite the fact that we were far from the genesis of this story, it is never easy to admit when your commentaries are based on inaccurate information. But we feel like we owe it to you, the listeners, viewers, and supporters, to make that statement and to give an apology to you and Mr. Alifanis when we do. We encourage you to hold us accountable, because we improve when you do. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we got distracted off by MSM on the stuff in D.C. when it was all going on in New York. And that's why day one I saw it, and I saw the media, and I said, get off that. And I did that because we're not psychopaths. We actually look at what's reality and then focus on that. We don't go like MSM with all their disinfo and just cold-bloodedly spew lies. This person's a racist. This person's this person's that. You know, just because it gets us ahead in what we're doing, we're all about integrity. And that's why we make mistakes by covering MSM, focusing on it in the huge debate. We will absolutely own up to it and make right for it, as we just did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start hour number four from right here in the studio, where Dr. Nick Begich continues to broadcast with David Knight. Key Intel straight ahead. Spread those links. They're trying to shut us down everywhere.
Visit GCNLive.com today.